We're holding in Siman Tzadaches Mil Sif Aleph. We just saw the Sugya of Kfela. It came out very simple that for Bnei Ashkenaz, the Maisim are not Semich upon a Kfela by a Goy. Even Bnei Svard, most Bnei Svard say not to be Semich upon it. Unless there's no Minig, maybe there's a Bi'oim that says to be Semich Hef Semubo. To get to be Semich upon Yisrael, the Shach says you can. The Peshkim say that only means B'di'evet, and even that there are Cholkim. The Maisim, the Minig is we seem to never be Semich upon the case of a Kfela even by Yisrael. There's just one time in Siman Tovkuf and Aleph, locked during the 9 days, the Mishabura brings down the case of tasting something to see if it's Fleshix. He seems to say 2 points. One is with Semich upon the Kfela, and therefore, let's say before the 9 days, you still want to taste it, I'll leave a Seder. The second point is a Blashon Efshir, that even during the 9 days, maybe you'll have to taste it. That really leads to our case of the Sugya of Te'ima. In general, and really, there are two side points over here in Sif Aleph. One is the Issev Tima Bekolius. The second thing, Hatam Shav Shishim. The first Piskei Tshuva and the second Piskei Tshuva. So, to go through first the case of the Issev Tima, tasting things Bekolius. So, before you get to the Taz and the Piskei Tshuva, the idea of a Savak Issev Deraisa, you have to first get involved the question beforehand. Every time you have an Issev Deraisa, you have Chazar. Is there any Isser in tasting it? Can you taste Isser? You know for sure it's Isser. Go over to Chazar and taste it. So Elam saw the Rivosh, that was his question. The Rivosh starts off in the Shoyal, the Lechur there are Stiris Gemoras. There's a Gemara in Brachas and Daf Yudal discussing a case of a Tainis. A Tainis of Vanis also to eat something. Yet the Gemara says, Ti'imo le kibulei, Ti'imo le maise tzmuter. Says the Shoyal, but maise we have a Sugya by Austin, Chul and Daf Tzadik Zayin, the Sugya Kfeilo. It says, go give it to Goy to go taste it. Why by Goy? If it's Ti'imo, let Yisrael go taste it. So it sounds like we have steers as sugyas, if there isn't tasting something that's treif, by tainus and broch, it sounds like it's mutter. By chulam, by the sugya, by isser, it sounds like it's also. Coming to the Rivosh, he starts with the one mahalach. First he says, the loch is really te'ima is mutter. Mutter. I, myself, why by kfeilo, can I give it to Yisrael? He says, Yisoid, you want to taste something if it has isser inside? Nila chila gemuro. You have to put inside your mouth, you have to chew, you have to swallow, you have to have a chila gemuro. So be'etzem ti'imo is mutter. Kfeila is a different sugyo. Says we've watched the second thing, second point. No, shniya dechukah lo mishnino. Let's go away from that teretz. Not so. Really, ti'imo is osir. I now, if ti'imo is always osir, the question is, what do the sugyo brachas by tainis says that ti'imo is mutter? Over there, especially alocha, they would not makabel upon themselves. Won't become upon themselves by tainus, but te'ima is osur. How do you know it's osur? It brings the right in the sugya of bas tehei that the machlokes of bai v'rov it's osur mutter. According to the aruch, according to the Ben Chananel, the sugya of bas tehei is tasting something with your reyak through your mouth, and over there it's all machlokes rechelam also. Otherwise, it should be osur. So it comes along be'ikin maskona the rivosh is the ma'isa a person cannot taste isur. But they point out that really again he said two things over here. He starts off in the first teretz, Nila Chilagmu by Kfeilo, and Timur's Mutter. 2 points he says. He says, Nia Dechuk Loi Mushaninon. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to change my mind. And Timur's also. What did he change? He changed both points he said in the ratio? Only switch 1 point. That means again, in the ratio, the first teretz he said, Timur is Mutter, and to do by case of Kfeilo, Nila Chilagmu, we have to swallow it. Kemum says, no, Tima is also. But the idea they need to swallow by Kfeilo, at the end of the day, did he keep that idea or not? Maiso, did he keep that concept? It's coming with Prima Gondon by us, on the Taz. He starts off saying, Roy l'haske mash kosov rivosh, you gotta know the rivosh. He says, the fact that rivosh says you need achila gemura, even the maskono the rivosh is, the case of Kfeilo, you want to taste it, during the 9 days you want to taste it, it's not enough to put it inside your mouth, you have to swallow. The Ruch HaShulchan, the Gurai Yehuda, they seem to understand Kfeilo, want to be Semich upon it, whether in the case of a Sephardi, you need to swallow it. Walk through Vosh when he says, Shneid Chuk Loim Shanina, it's only in the Sugya of Te'imo. Te'imo is not Mutter, Te'imo is also. But to taste something well in the Sugya of Kfeilo, we kept the concept, Neid Chila Gemuro. Atzad HaShani, come along the Yad Yehuda and says, you don't know how to read the Vosh. It's mufu lehepach. He starts off, I have a kasher. Steer's gemara is. Due to the steer, I said tima is muta. I'm forced to say chila gemara. But once I say tima is also, where the world to get the idea that for kvelo, the pasher was more tima. It means to taste. Taste means in your mouth, around your palate, in your tongue. Where the world you get the concept that you have to swallow it. And everyone's tiny, the masculinary washes. In the case of a kvelo, the law is you do not have to swallow, just put it inside your mouth. That's enough. And they point out, look in the Goyin, Simon Kuches, who brings down this halacha that Te'ima is also, the Goyin says he has a couple of rayas. One raya brings down his wife, the Sugar of Kvelo. He brings down the Sugar, that's Alex Zion. They point out that the Goyin is still Kvelo swallowing, you have no right for the Sugar of Kvelo. You look at the Pirchodish that way, you look at the Ksav Savi, seems to go that way, Mamshik goes this way. They want Taina, the halacha is no, but Kvelo, just putting it in your mouth is enough, you do not need to swallow it. That's what the Baal HaShulchan Pasuk says, to look at people go. That means we have a fundamental nachmina practically in kefela from the 7 of the 9 days. What to go do is how do you understand the maskana of the rivosh? Is your rivosh maskana is you have to swallow it or not? Aloch lemaisa. First, the get team of tasting chazer. Again, the rivosh is also this rivosh is brought on aloch lemaisa and simukov chesefei. The mas says very clearly osa toimoi avpish ena balea and spirit brought down the ma. Francis rivosh. We pass on this rivosh. All the pasuk can go this way. Now, God, we look up the case over there. The case over there is a case of Yisurah Hana. The one discussing a case of Yain Nesach. Pasha discussing also the case of Stam Yain. It's discussing the case of Yisurah Hana. So maybe Dach over there, Tima is Aser. They point out, look up the Yivosh inside. The Ramos comes to Yivosh, the Yivosh discussing any Yisurah Achila. Therefore, the Shach over there points out, the Ramos discussing Yisurah Hana. So the Shach, Lav Dach Yisurah Hana, all Yisurah Achila. The place coming down this way, between God and Chot Masodim, Yisur Anot and Yisur Achila, Te'ima is also. You cannot taste Chaser. That's Poshut. Now the question is why? Where's it coming from? Is it Dinder Abonu? Is it Dinder Aiso? So the Shol and the Rivosh, again, the Oilam saw, we want to say maybe it's Nichon Yisur of Chashishir, also Matoro. Machlik Shabiach, which walk is repassing Yisur the Aiso. The Maisa coming to the Rivosh said that's not the reason. Why? It's not a Dinder Aiso. Only a Dinder Rabbanu. That's again how the place can bring down. We can't taste Chaser. But the Issa Te'ima by Chaser is only Dinder Rabbanu. What's the lumdus behind it? What's the svar behind it? What's the Dinder Rabbanu coming from? She says the reason why it's Usur is because Kadesh Yovel Livloyim Act, Shem Yovel Vachloy, you might come to eat it. Eating is a Deraiso. So we give a Chash to not put it inside your mouth. You might come to eat it. That's how the Ikh the place can understand the Maskon of the Rivosh, the Sur of the Rivosh, Shem Yovel Vachloy, a Gam. There might be a second reason. They point out the Rivosh does bring down the idea mitzad. It's like going the sugar of Reichel. A Reichel machmal chachilo. The Taz seems to go the way to Mekov Ches. But the Ikka the Paz can say the Yisrael of the Yisrael over here is why Shem Yavav Ha'achloi. Now once we have this Yisrael, this Yisrael of Rabbanu over here, Shem Yavav Ha'achloi, Te'imo Tasting Chazer, what is Te'imo? By now everyone knows there are two ways of having Te'imo, the Skechuv and Taz. There's one with your tongue, one inside your mouth. Your tongue has certain sensitivities. Taste it with your tongue. Everyone knows you want to taste something more, you put it inside your mouth, and the palate, the whole mouth tastes it. So we're asking Te'imo, that's the Rivosh. Which Te'imo did he ask? Is your Ramal, the Rivosh, asking only inside your mouth? Or is being asking even Beloshin, even with your tongue? So again, the Pirim Gan over here writes very clearly. He says, once we ask Te'imo, once Shem of your Ochloi would not be Machalik. It's also whether in your mouth or with your tongue. With your mouth or tongue, no difference. That's poshut. Except they point out. By us, the Kumbay is on the Taz. He says, he writes a four different times, one by us. He writes a Kubches, he writes a Sadakay, Sadak Vav, but once by us. Except they point out, there's one time not that way. Come on, the Taz, it sends you to Locha, Sim Tovkov Saman Zayn Norachayim. That means we had a Gemara. The Gemara says that by a tainus, eating something in the Maisa is going to be Aser. Te'ima in the Maisa is Mutter. Because my colleagues among the Rishonim, when is Te'ima Mutter by tainus? Is it by tainus Yofid? Or by a case of a tainus Tzibor? That means the head of Te'ima by tainus is by any tainus. That means even a Serbateris, even the case of Tzang Gedalia. Or no, it means after tainus Yofid, and the other cases are going to be Machmer. The way of the more Paskin Tovkov Samag Zayin is very clear. We are Machmer.
Like probably
the Gemara. Yes. What is the case of the Gemara? What you showing what the case of the Gemara is? The way the more Paskin's Gemara's case is a tainus yochid. And therefore, when the Gemara says Timo not makabel on tainus yochid, And therefore, us put in our mouth and spit out, says Ramallah, Maisa it's also. By Sarah Batavius, by Sagidalia, Maisa it's also. Now, Patayas Yochid, which most of us might never do, only get, and Tayan Sivan, Maisa it's also. Says the Taz, if you bedike the words of the Ramah over there, talk to Saman Zayin, that's Dabke put inside your mouth and you spit it out. But with your tongue, the Maisa it's mutter. Nothing to do with the Gemara and Brach, Sagidalia. That's Patayas Yochid. But the Maisa, by a tongue, Maisa we're making. That's what the Taz says. Aloch l'maisa, the Kiva Egan Tovkov Samuel Zayin says, a tongue is mutter, how do I know? Taz Simon Sadaches. Says Yad Yudos, says the Prima Godin by us. Maisa, even though, again, by even by Tanis Yacha we makel, but not by case of Tanis Tzibur, but with your tongue we makel. That means by Yisurim, and they point out the case of a Tainis, is it Issa Deraisa? Why? Mitzad Asugi of Neder Shuboi. That means discussing Issa Deraisa, Mitzad Asugi of Neder, it's not negated with Samach Seder, it's not negated with Neder Behuda, that's assumed Rabbanon. Tainis is the dinner of a deraisa. So all deraisas to ima is also whether with your mouth or with your tongue, except one case. One case, a case of a tainis tzibur. One with the tongue of maisa, we didn't ask that kimto. That come after why, we didn't ask her. What?
Tzibur deraisa?
Yeah, neder. So Kabbalah, we have along this way.
Now, we'll
get to that.
Well,
we're discussing deraisa, we'll get to the tainis case of sub deraisa. Now, they do point out, first, practically, by a real deraisa, not, yeah. No, no, it's also by deraisa. A real deraisa is also, not teis chaz
of
yilashu.
What, if testing is not a real deraisa, what's real?
No, except, with one exception. The tainus sima b'loshim. One exception over here. Now, they do point out, there is a Mishnah Berurah, Simat Tzadik, B'gnal Mokarom, Negeter, Erev Tishbov, Erev Yom Kippur, they say not even to put liquid inside your mouth, and then you'll have the taste on Yom Kippur. That's no shaykh tzav, so you sugi of inui. Not mukhon negate sugi of tainus. Even Erev Yom Kippur, the b'machmer. Erev Tishbu, the b'machmer. That's sugi of inui, ayin del rabba, sev chasidim. Boy, the Shibur, in talk of Samach Zayin, he's even more mekel than the Taz. He brings on the base upon the chayodom, he wants a tainus, a mokum. See, this mitzvah can be even samach on the shitas that put inside your mouth and spin out. The Gemara is causing a case of tainus tzibur. The Gemara's case of Tima not being makabel in the case of a tainus tzibur. That means in the case of a tainus yachid, the Taz will be mekel b'losher. That's what Kivagim brings down. But in the case of a tainus tzibur, take it back, let me clear it again. In the case of a tainus yachid, that avada you can put inside your mouth. Timo is not being makabel. By case of a tainus tzibur, Kivagim says, the Taz, b'loshen is mutter. Came along with Mishnah Berurah and says, would not makabel upon themselves. That's how the Kabbalah went. Well, makabel then. Neder was for this and not for that. Come along, Mishnah Berurah says even more, but let's say it's a case of Sudas Mitzvah, and you really got to get a good taste of it, and with your tongue won't be enough. It says, even on that, by Tainas Sibur, it says, B'semich on the Mechaba Shito, the Gemara's case is a Tainas Sibur, not Tainas Yochid, and you can be set, and put it inside your mouth and spit it out. That means a Tainas Sibur, Kiveg and Taz says, Losh is Mutter. Mishmur said even more than that. Even the mouth could be Mekel. But, this interesting shallow, someone pointed out, Mechura on its same, if a Losh is Mutter, let's look at Lollipop all day. Very nice.
He's following.
It's your tongue. Right? It's lotion.
Spit it out.
No, again. Spit out when you put it on your mouth, you have to spit it out. But here there's nothing there. When you put it on your mouth, there's only left your tongue. Whenever you taste anything with your tongue, you don't spit it out. It's on your tongue. It's a belief. No, but tongue, not your mouth. In your mouth, which would be Michael. So this, I think this posture of shot is that when you're coming to an active to emo, not for nourishment, that's all tumble over here. But person who wants to do an insane, take a lollipop just for nourishment, that's my son achilo. I mean, the whole tumble over here is I want to taste the food to see if it's good to be given tonight. See the mixture, the concoction, how it came out, for other reasons. That's all shiloh, timo, not timo. We come to taste something, to eat, to give you nourishment, then I don't think that's ever a shiloh. I come some people to argue with me, say, can't do it on the same. I think about itself, it's not even a shiloh.
Then you shouldn't make a brach on a lollipop.
Okay. Fine, so Maisa comes out and we get to the first level. It's going to be really four levels over here in the gate to Tima. It's going to be a Tima by a case of a sugi of a deraisa, a second level of a suffolk deraisa, a third level of derabbanan, fourth level of suffolk derabbanan. That means the first level we have Tima by is deraisa of chazer, what came out is very simple. It's also revosh, brought down by the Ramah. Is it Issa the Rabbanon, Shema Yavava Ochloi? It's also whether with your mouth or with your tongue, except in one case, Taina Sibur, then tongue is mutter. Second level, case of a Sufik Issa the Raiso. The makor for that is that we have Mechabin, Yordain, Simon Beis, Sif Gimel, discussing a case of a moro, a case of a gallbladder. The case of the moro is if you have a hole inside of it, it's a treif, and the animal is treif. Let's say the moro, the gallbladder, is not there, it's a shayla among the Rishonim, the Goinim, is it a treif or not? We are the Maestro Cheshish for the Bahagshi to the Goinim, that if the gallbladder was not there, it's a treif. Has not there, it disappeared, someone took it out, maybe, we don't know, it got swallowed up inside the body. The Maestro Cheshish is a treif. Now, this gallbladder is very bitter. It's very vile, no one eats it. You have more shlachtos, take apart the chicken. What they do, they take this little green bowl and throw it on the side. Some of them have a whole box of them. No one does anything with it. It's garbage, goes to the garbage. Now, Metzius says this is very bitter. It's attached to the kovet. So it's a very simple way testing if the moro was there. You go over to the kovet, the liver, you wash off the dam that's on top of it, you taste it with your tongue, and see if the kovet has a vile taste. You know the moro was there. Therefore, it's not a treifa. If you taste it, and there's no bitter taste, we assume the moro was not there, then it is a treifa. Come on, the Mechaber says, what to go do? Go taste it with your tongue, if you cannot see the moro, and go see. Go taste it with your tongue. If it has a vile taste, bitter taste, might say it's not treifa, it's mutter. The question is, well, maybe it's not there. In essence, with your tongue, you taste it, isser. If maybe it's a treifa. How in the world can go test this kovet, see if the moro is there? Maybe it's a treif. Kamal Litaz says, you said upon this, that by case of a sovik issa deraisa, then it will be mekel. That means, what is that argument of Rosh? Rosh is discussing by issa deraisa mamish of chazer. That's also. Now we're not sure if there's an issa over here, an issa deraisa. Not sure if it's treif or not. Kamal Litaz says that will be mekel. The place he wants to be mekel, that case will be mekel. Building upon that, says the Taz, once it's going to be Mekel, now let's discuss another case. You got a piece of meat. Not sure they did Malicha to it or not, they sold it or not to take out the dam. So it says very simple, what to go do? Of course, certain Achronim want to say to be Machmer. He says, why? Just like you see by Mara, by stuff isting your taste, you're also not sure if there's a Malicha here or not, you want to go taste it. It says the Maisa, let's be Mekel. Says the Taz, wrote down by Haitim on the page, the Chavdas, speaker went this way, yeah, who just says a Mekel Yishim in Lismach, he wants to be Mekel. Now, there's a little bit of a difference between the Taz and the Placey. They both want to be Mekel by the case of Mara of the Sufik, but the Placey wants to be Mekel because the only time there's a Cheskes Hetch over there. So that wasn't a Dreyfel. That would not apply to the case of Sufik by the case of Mliach. But actually, the Meister, we have the Taz over here that says, you saw it, that by Sufik, Issa the Reiser, the Meister Locha is its mutter. What's the Svar, what's the Lumdus behind it? Vash it. We have, why is it also by Chazer? The Vash says, Issa the Rabbanon. So in this case is what? The Issa team is Rabbanon, it's a Sufik in Issa Rabbanon. Sufik in Issa Rabbanon, says Prima Gadam, Shan the Taz, that's right, Michael. The whole Lomb is the Taz, very simple. Tima by Chazer, by Trafis Mamish, Issa Rabbanon, here we're not sure if it's Traf or not, it's a Sufik Tima. Sufik Rabbanon, we're cool. That's come on, Bayat, Taf Gimel, Taf Dalit. Very simple, that's the Lomb is the Taz. Now in this Taz, when it says Kim Michael and tasting it, now we go back to the question of what level of tasting Timur is costing. We know there are two levels over here. There's a level of Beloshen, with your tongue. The level of inside your mouth, Pepe. Which one are we referring to over here? So they point out it really depends upon how do you understand the Rivosh. For the Sugya of Trela, that means come along the Taz. The Taz says, the Maisa, Sovak, Timur, and Maisa is what's Alocha, Mutter, by Sovak, is the right. If so, back to our sugya, so it's on Chesed Balak. Now we have Stiris Shulchan Aruch now. Before we have Stiris Gemara's Brachas versus Sugya Kvelo. Now let's have Stiris Shulchan Aruch. The Locha is, by the sugya of Kvelo, we had to give a goy to go taste it. Sugya is the Raisa, let you go taste it. The case of Moro is the case of what? In the Shulchan Aruch, Sugya is the Raisa, we're saying Yisov can go taste it. So why? In fact, the Taz, the Poshe Kasha, once I was making a Sugya Melicha, the Mechavim make by case of Moro, so that's we make on Kvela, go give a Kvela Yisrael, not a Kvela guy. So, come on the Taz, and he says that this idea of tasting it, you need a case of a Chila Mamish. A Chila Mamish. So the question now is, what does he mean by Achila Mamish. How's he understanding this idea of Achila Mamish? What does that mean? So come along the Prima Godim, and before he's saying it, Lishitasoi, that we said before, and what is the Maskana Rivash? Maskana Rivash, according to the Prima Godim, means you have to swallow it. That means when the Taz says Achila Gemura, it means you have to swallow it. You have to swallow it. So when the Taz is saying now that Tima is Mutter, Saiba Peh, and Saiba Loshen. Both is Mutter. And the only Issa Kfela is only you have to swallow it. That's coming up according to the Prima Godim. At Tzad Hasheni, you come on the Yad Yudah, and the Chavda says, that when it says Achila by the Rivosh, what does it mean? It doesn't mean to swallow. It means what? To put it inside your mouth, inside your palate. So what does the Taz mean when it says Achila Mamish? What does he mean when he's saying the idea of Achila Mamish? It means put it inside your mouth, and then spit it out. That's when Kvela, that's Osir. So when's it Mutter? It's Mutter in the Taz, but it's the Raisa, by the case of Loshen. That means... Again, once, what is the maskona of kvela? What does kvela mean according to Yivosh maskona? The mean in your mouth or swallowing it?
Oh,
according to Prima Godim, maskona was swallowing it. So the Taz is being saying kvela is differently swallowing it. So one's Tima Mutter, Saipeh, and Sai Loshen.
It says Lashon.
What?
As says the Lashon.
I know, but he says Tima. No, by fine, but the idea it says Prima Godim means Tima, any tasting. Tasting Mutter. Yivosh, that's different. Again, the Taz, it. No, he says, no, he doesn't. He goes on further. It says, Achila Mamish. What's Achila Mamish? We're swallowing it. That means anything above swallowing is Mutter. I'm not sure which piece in the word Lashon. He says by Tainus. By Mora. But any case of Timo, Maisa doesn't make a difference. Supreme God speaks to that. He says, what's Kashuk Fela then? What's the Kashuk Fela? Fela means any mouth? He said, no, he needs to swallow it. That means anything above that, Timo, the whole Rivosh.
I said that's only by Chinese.
That's by the rice. It's the rice. That's the rice. That's the rice. It's some rice. The Yad Yudah speaks out, says, not like the Prima Godim said, no. When it says by Kvela, means in your mouth. That's when we're going to be mach by Kvela. That's when you need a goy. So one's going to be Mutter with your Yivosh. So it comes out in the Kulo of the Tazi. He wants to make it with some of the rice. Based upon how do you send the maskon of Yivosh, Lechor leads to what is the maskon of the Taz to be mekel by Timo, as be mekel only by Loshon, or even your mouth by the case of Peh. That's not the makilim. Now, Tzad Hasheni, by something is the Raiso. Come along the Pesach Tshuva, brings down the Prima Godim, brings down from the Shach, and the Shach holds no, Mar is a whole different ballgame, different signal. Over there is Karva, Dova, they can taste a Dova Mar, Mestoma, it's not a case of a Trefo, it's most like Shchichi. Only over there I'll be mekel. Estam asav iser deraisa, but all cases avad be machmer. Therefore, as the Taz brings down from the drisha and marshal and the bach, they all by stuff melicha be machmer. Stuff melicha machmer. Because Ketuva says that's very possible for the Prima Godim. That's how numerous from go that by stuff iser deraisa we have no heter. You cannot taste it. Also, that means again by the second level by stuff iser deraisa again by case of stuff meliach. The shallow what the loch is tima mutter osir. Taz the Maisha says it's mutter. Come down the field, the shach it's osir. Called tikkun abon, came to Isa tikkun. The question now really is we point out that Taz, he has a kula and a chumru. The Taz came along and says, tima baloshir, by some is the rice is mutter. I have a kasha kvelo. And the Taz, no kvelo is a chila mamish. Achila Mamish have two ways to understand whether it means any mouth or swallow it. Fine, two options. The Shach said no. Some Isidr right says Osir. So he argues on the Kula of the Taz. What about the Chumra of the Taz? The Taz says you must need Achila Mamish. Does the Shach argue with that? By during the 9 days, by Kfeil Ba'os, do you need Achila Mamish? Well, no, but Pe'ez enough. That means the Taz said two things, a kula and a chumra. He was mekel something is the raiso, and he also was mach makfeli the chila mamish. Lishitosoi, because he has kasha. Came along the shach and says, no, something is the raiso, mach, but tima is also. But as he holds of the chumra of the Taz, the chila mamish, not me the 9 days. You have to swallow it. So one you could say, well, it depends what the shach holds, must come to the washes. They point out, when a kasha over here, you mentioned, what is the Mechabashita? Do you need Kfela and Shishim? When you have Shishim, is that enough? So you came on the Shach, it's gone Dalit. It says pshat mechaber. Most achron understand not like the grace of kol zayin. Mechaber shita is like the Rambam, that even if the shishim is not enough to be the case of kreilo, the shishim over here still eshlo vure, go get a guy. So that means, is this case of a kveil of a goy is milsul ashchichi? Is it korv adam v'stom when there's no time of iser? Yeah, because I'll say to be some kind of shishim. Ein chal ashchichi god lo mizeh. V'stom when there's no time. Still, you have to go give it to go to taste to who? To a goy. Why? Just like by Moro, the shach agrees to go give it to Yisrael. He also. It's a suffix. But my Moro is milsul ashchichi, we give it to Yisrael. He also milsul ashchichi. It's a shishim here. Go give it to Yisrael. So the Sefer Sharei Deo must be agrees to the Chumrah, the Taz. It must be. He needs Achila Gemura. Achila Mamash. Again, whatever Achila Mamash means, whether it means swallowing it or in your mouth, how we understand the Taz. But at that, he agrees to the Chumrah, the Taz. Because the same Kasha, the Taz is upon himself, you have in the Shach. In the case of the Mechab discussing, in the case of Shishim, why need a Kfeil of a Goy? Have a Kfeil of Yisrael. So it comes out that this chumra of the task comes out even going to the shach shita over here. Fine, so it's going to the second level. Maisa something is the raiso. Machlokes poskim taz v'shach. This keshuvah says from Gadol Ikri pasul v'shach something is the raiso. We're machmer on timo. We do come out. Maisa there's a chumra over here that everyone agrees by a kfeilo. We still need a chila gemura. Again, each one onto what that means. Chila gemura immediately that means the mouth has to swallow it. Third level now the pesach keshuvah is the rabbanon. That means you have to Isser Deraisa. Chazer, Taiskot, Isser, Sovik Isser Deraisa. Now about the Isser Derabonim. So, first, come on with Temach Tzedek, the Kimto, the case he's discussing. You have a case of Boris. They're making soap. They put chela inside, fats inside, put salt inside. They made a whole concoction over here to make soap. Now, to see they made the correct concoction, they would taste it with their tongue. And see, did they do it correctly? It was missing some ingredients, they put something else inside. They were coming to make soap. The question is, can you go taste it with the tongue? There's treifus over here. It says the Tzemach Tzedek, he quotes the Rivosh and Shuvo. He says, the Maisa, this Isser is pogum. Soap, Maisa does not taste good as pogum. Therefore, the whole din over here is only an Isser Rabbanon. So since to eat it itself is only the Rabbanon, we're discussing Isser Rabbanon, and the Rivosh over here says, the Isser Te'ima is the Rabbanon. Therefore, in this case, we're not going to ask the Te'ima. Te'ima and Maisa is motor by the case of virus. Te'ima is motor. That means by Isser Rabbanon, there is no Isser Te'ima. Tasting is motor. Now, we said beforehand, where's the Rivosh brought down Loch Lamais and Simon Kuch Chesepay? Over there, discussing the case of Yain Esach and Pashas to Midr Amor, also discussing the case of Stam Yain. It says by Stam Yain, we make it by the case of Yimazalef, and he's not going to be make it by the Chura by the case of Te'ima. So Stam Yain is a Dindir Rabbanon. This is common with Piskachua being done in the Yehuda. The Yehuda's kasha on the Tzemach Tzedek. It's how can you tell me by the Rabbanon's were makel by Te'ima? The Ramah's case is the Issa the Rabbanon. It's Stam Yain. The Ramah is discussing the Pashas in the Yehuda of the Rabbanon, and still the Ramah is saying the case from there it's also. So how can we make it by the Rabbanon's? First, to answer the kasha, this is where Yaakov Berach 400 years ago, he also asked this question, said Rabbanon to Michael. He wants a taino that will see that by Lundav Naloch in Yodaya, Stam Yain has a get of Deraisa. A comes to Rabbanon, Humor Machmer. The example of the Loch in Yodaya in Simukuf Yud Zayin is to do Schoro with Yisurim to go sell the Goyis Ulcer by Issa Deraisa, not by Issa Rabbanon. Except in one case, Stam Yain. Chumor Void Zoro, we give it a get of Deraisa. One other example that the Minchas Alozer, the Munkach, discusses is Zir Adin of Timtum Malev by a Shogigdi Rabbonim. So you want a Taino, because there's no Isser, should be Mutter, except by one case. Stam Yain. Get over there, avoid the Zara. So we see that Stam Yain seems to give it a more Chomadic level, Chomadic Adin, more than Stam regular Rabbonim. Stam Yain is also by no? You tell me. No, he says no, he just learned it, he's all safe on it. Alicia. But what? That's why Mizalf Yain is Mutter. Fine, so I'm just going to know why Mizalf is Mutter. So there are those who want to say, and therefore the question is, what is the Kimto of the Tzemach Tzedek? Come on, the Hash of the reading Tzemach Tzedek, and the son of the Tzemach Tzedek speaks out that my father is being Makel in all Durabonons, whether it's Neis Tam Lav Kam or any Durabonon. The Maaseh is come to him, make all the Rabbanans. And the Amar, that's the case, Dak Mustam Yain. Otherwise, all the Rabbanans, the Maaseh, Ti'imu is Mutter. Ti'imu is Mutter. That's one Malach over here. A second Shito says, no. Ti'imu by Isra Rabbanans, the Maaseh, the Amar saying it's Ulcer. Helikum will be Yehuda, brought on Biska Chuva, and case you place him, Mati Yonison. The one Taina, by the case of Boris, I agree to it. Because Nois Tamlof Kam. Isra Rabbanan be Machmer. Stam Yain be Machmer, all the ones are Machmer. But Nois Tamlof Kam, they'll be Mekel. What's what Mechabtin Stam Yain or Rabbanan versus Nois Tamlof Kam? Says in Mati Yonison, very simple. What's the Lomdus of the Rivosh? The Benoit that Semach Tzedek understood the Lomdus of the Rivosh is what? It's the Rabbanan. So one Rabbanan from one and another Rabbanan. Whereas Xero, we'll be making all the Rabbanans. Says the Nadavid, no, all the ones with Machmer. The Lomdus of Rivosh is Shem Yavah Ochle, I might come to go eat it. But no time of Kamel, I'm not going to come to go eat it. It's bad, it doesn't taste good. So since no time of Kam, it's not Klap, no time of Kam. Therefore, for that reason, we would not be Machmer to Ima in this specific case of not Klap, no time of Kam. Other Rabbanans that taste good will be Machmer. He won't say Pshat, and a lot of people say this don't read the time of Kam, doesn't say that. But he says it's Pshat.
Are you tasting in order to find out whether it is
Nois
HaTamlof Kam?
What?
Are you tasting in order to find out whether...
No, you can't see the concoction. It's made a correct concoction. Put a more salt or more salt or more chaylev. No, it's, you're using a salt. It doesn't taste good, it will not taste good. I just want to know if I make correct salt over here. Outside of Shlishi. Like, well, those one tiny... Wait, Nois HaTamlof Kam? It's really lucky, though. You can eat it. People have eaten things bad. People eat mild things that don't taste good. No, fine. People can do it. Therefore, let's be machmet. We're lachil. Come on, the pretoria. Come on, the pretoria. The Archaim Hakadosh. He wants tainer. That's the rabbans be machmer. Nois Tamlof Kam will be machmer, but not soap. It's why anywhere lachil is plot. Anywhere lachil is kelo. Zero. It's a third level. Not like the night of Yudah. And if you're just saying Nois Tamlof Kam, say, what do you mean Nois Tamlof Kam? That can be eaten. I agree to the Tzemach Tzedek. You know why? If so, no one eats it. Dogs don't eat it. No one eats it. In that case, the Maaseh I'll be Meikel. Atzad Revi, come on the Prima Godim Kuches, and they bring down this Pritoya Watei Machmer, unless anywhere in the Chilek Lal, to look at the Prichodosh. Prichodosh says, Chazal, look, all job on the Maaseh are also. And if Prima Godim says, but Iker, the Lokas, anywhere in the Chilek Lal, but Machmer Tavla Bracha, like the Prichodosh, Atzalai Plug, that's what the Bala Shulchan means down. Our Shulchan seems to go this way. To be Machma on all the Rabbanans. That means it comes out, it's the Kum and it's the Rabbanan. There are Be'ikir four Shitas. One Shita, the Pasha, the Tzemach Tzedek, and the Sun points out, is all the Rabbanans are Mutter. Rabbanan upon the Rabbanan. We're not going to make Zeris. Second Malach is Noid Behuda says, Rabbanan will be Machma, Nois Tamlof Kam will be Mekel. Not Yavu Avachle. I said, Ashlishi, the third Malach is the Pitor, or Chaim HaKadosh. Pitor is a separate safe called Pitor on the side of Prichodesh, side by side. They live at the same time. He comes along and says the loch is going to be also by Rabbans, even Nois Tamlof Kam. It's not unless not Roy Lachilo. Well, Shal Lachilo is Kelo, Lachilo is Adam, but not Roy Lachilo. And then the fourth, what?
The second Shita, why don't we say Nois Tamlof Kam?
Compete it? It's Nois Tamlof Kam.
That tastes good.
No, it doesn't. Nois Tamlof Kam means it has a bad taste, but it's edible.
I thought Nois Tamlof
Kam
means that the Isser gives a bad taste.
That's not
that
whole taste. We'll learn Nois Tamlof Kam, but the case over here, Nois Tamlof Kam is a case where it's not, doesn't taste well. It's going to be. We have to. Then the third sheet is not where the Chilek Klal, and the fourth sheet is Wumachmer. And then people end up with Machmer Tov Lo Brachol. Now, so, during the 9 days, how do we make all over here? The Shavuos of Loshon Efshir could be no Raya, no Kash, no Oro. The Maaseh, the 9 days, the Minig Valmo. For the Maaseh, Minig, the Shavuos of Efshir could taste it even during the 9 days. So, 9 days is a separate category. There may be, can be Mekel. Now, just to make it, bring down cases over here, take one simple case first. The if Sheva Kosi, Shemai Gos, and Shuvo, can a Isha wants to know if she go to a cooking class, learn how to bake and cook, very good Shalom Bayis. And then, it might be not kosher food over here, or the case was over here that it's a hekshish, not mohoder, not medakdek. The problem with the heksh over here. She wanted to know if she could taste it and spit it out. Taste and spit it out. So it goes to the piskachuvah, the taz, the rivosh, the rabon, the reis, the maisik, and it goes spit it out now. So he goes to different svaras, why that numerous times why to make. He does end up the Maisa practically not to go do it. Just three reasons. One is he says, the Maisa can't go taste it. If you do it over time, eventually you're going to forget and it's going to swallow. Number one. Number two is, you taste it, everyone's tasting the food, and you spit out in front of people and you're embarrassed. Especially in front of your instructor, trying to show they make good food, you're spitting it out. Number three says, he realizes, he points out all these cases of coming to go taste, in Shulchan Aruch, we're coming to go taste if there's iss over here, not coming to really go eat it. What taste it is, if they're trafer, here you come to go taste it if it tastes good. So naturally, you're not going to remember when you're tasting it to spit it out. It's not built into them what you're doing over here.
Is this
shallow
or not good
extra?
Isn't that like
a 6 foot? No, not good extra. End of the truth, but let's say it's a good extra. But the chum is over here. There are two levels. Not good extra, so that I don't want to give examples, or maybe in the oven.
Right.
They're not good extras.
Not good
extras. Not good extras. That's his word in truva. And then he says there are hechshers. The oil is calling the sug bet. The hechsher everyone eats, and then sug bet that people eat when no one knows that you're eating it, no one catches you, or you're stuck, whatever loss you want to use.
The case of the tigers was not.
Or you bought already a bidiyevit, or what?
The case of the tigers was not.
No, so by the case of Tainus, actually, but Tainus is a different case. Could be that that's how they set up the ghetto over there. Those are three stories he has. Maisi says if it's kosher, but just you have chumras, then he says if other people mask me, Michael, I'm masking my chumras, will be also Michael.
But what about
it depends what you hold of Kalavakin. It depends what country you're from. It depends what sheet
is.
Not only that, there's a big trouble now if a Moshe, the head of Kalavakin, applies. Because I heard due to Amazon, he messed up the whole head of Kalavakin. So, look at that.
One second, though. Also, by wine tasting, they always spill it out. I mean, that's what they do.
Let's go to the different guys. Due to you can buy things however you want. And there's no government officials oversight. As far as people were trying to explain to me, Amazon knocked away the whole Al-Kalvakim, and I don't know.
Why?
Because it's not Medina's and countries, it's Yechidim, do whatever you want. They can sell whatever, they sell everything, or eBay, whatever you want. You can buy whatever. It's just the technology in the market now is open to the world. People tell me, again, I don't know. Side point, not out of circuit. Now, this case by a cooking class is when you're coming to go taste it, shalom. What about for carrot? You're not coming to taste it at all. Just an example. People discuss licking a stamp. So on Pesach, everyone says not to lick a stamp. Before emailed, there were envelopes, there were stamps you put on when you send things. Fine. So they discuss licking a stamp. They still sell it. A guy actually asked me a while ago, like, where exactly put a stamp on the envelope? You know, didn't know. Fine. It's a corner. It's fine. So you look at, everyone discusses on Pesach what to go do. When they say, lechush shouldn't be machmer, why maybe there's chametz on it, not to go lick it. They discuss, why not during the year also? Let's be hakil lagudi tongue. What's your head over here? Tell me when the taz, selfie, to the tongue, when the shop, for baya. So it could be in the distractor's for to Michalik, will lead to the case of toothpaste. Is you have to realize these cases over here we're discussing is it coming to go taste? We have five cases, the case of Mora coming to go taste it. Boy is coming to go taste it. By Stavak Malecha coming to go taste it. By Stam Yain coming to go taste it. By Kfeli coming to go taste it. In all these cases, Machalik is Taz Shach, what the Kolam are. By the stamp, you're not coming to go taste it. Coming to go lick it, you might taste it. Who says when you have no desire to taste, you're not coming to go taste, we give like we call an achshavei to the taste. We have no mar mokum, that maybe everyone agrees, they're not coming to go taste, not coming to go eat, there's no coming, the licking is for a different reason. Who says we'll ask for anything?
It's worse than embarrassing.
Boys, yeah. Boys come to go taste it. What? Fine, that could be. Again, without getting machlokes and shalos and lachot alavracha, without getting involved with it, you can just get involved with the whole question, maybe on the side, which again will lead to really shalos again to Pesach, Machor, Lachom, and Pesach. We'll get to that. We'll speak it out. What the main tumult is, I think, is toothpaste. Mishchat Shinayim. Toothpaste. What is a shiloh? The shiloh is, there's something called inside glycerin. Now, glycerin is a sweet-tasting ingredient. Sweet. It goes inside your toothpaste. All toothpastes have it. The question is, where is the glycerin coming from? It can either become from an animal derivative, again, from any animal will be trace, or becoming from vegetable fats or oils. Which ones they're using, really, they buy whatever's cheaper on the market. I spoke to Rav Cooper, and he says, it really depends upon the price of gas and petroleum. Why? It depends. The shipping depends on whatever they can get. He says he can tell you based upon the prices of gas. That means they use whatever's available, whatever's cheaper on the market, whatever's around. That's what they use. Now, Kumi and I are talking about more of a shallow by even vegetables, Alstroma's Meisters, but as far as I know, they'll make glycerin over here. But if we have a shallow, if it's made from fats, and if it's treif, or is it kosher? Now, if so, by toothpaste, you need Ashkofa. Do you need Ashkofa? So first, let's go through the sores. Meister, there are toothpaste, let's make it simple. There's cherry flavoring toothpaste, and there's regular flavored toothpaste that does not have a good taste. Yeah, my house has cherry and Tom and Jerry, all these wonderful good flavored toothpaste that tastes good. Mint, I'll put it in the middle, I don't want to say mint, because I'm not sure how to look at it. We'll get to it maybe. So there's cherry flavored, good flavored, tasting well, and then there's regular, doesn't taste. So first, no, fine, it has some taste. So first, regular toothpaste is, I assume, noisy temple of cup. Now let's go through the cases over here. Let's go through the sores. We're not sure if there's Isser inside. So according to the Taz, it's a Sovic Isser. According to the Taz, it's probably very simple. Why do you have Norsh coffee toothpaste? It should be mutter. There are three problems with the Taz. Number one is, if you pass it like a shach, as the Prim Gondam, what happens, Piska Shuvah says, we want to have that to the Taz. The second thing is, what is the case of the Taz? Prim Gondam says it means even inside your mouth. But the Chavadasi Yadjudah says it means dafka beloshen. Over here, we're putting the toothpaste inside your mouth. The third problem, we start to base it of Gimel. So if Gimel discusses the sugi of Efshalaburei, maybe over here, if you will email them and tell them you want to know if there's animal derivatives inside because you're allergic to it, and they answer you back an email, at least in America, stands up in court. Therefore, Lechoria maybe have a shell Efshalaburei over here. So that's why Lechoria have a bayam etzadetaz, not to be semich upon it. However, maybe even other reason why you make it. Again, regular toothpaste is not really lachil over here. So let's go through this for us. All the Rabbanon, the Kohen Tzemach Tzedek, the son, the Maaseh Tzmuta, it's the Rabbanon. The Kohen Tzemach Tzedek,
it's not cool that you can
I said, if you can,
trust a goy.
Again, I said, because you stand up in court, as I said, stand up in court, Lechura, and you get to sue them and make millions of dollars, Lechura, it would be Efshalav Rurei in America. It's all. As I said, America for that reason. So, the according to the Talmud Tzedek, the only Rabbanon the Maaseh should be mutter. According to the Behuda, the Talmud Kam, Maaseh should be mutter. According to the Prima Gadim Medina, he wants to chid of the Pretoyer, has to be a case of anyway Roy Lachila Klal. The question is, how exactly do you look at toothpaste? I mean, Shalom is a guy who was telling me he went over to a dog, wouldn't eat toothpaste. That's not Roy Lachila's Kalab. Maestro, you mentioned a couple of months ago that in Simon Shin Chavov, the Rebbe tells Mr. Gruah, Yitzhak Yikaro, and the footnote over there brings down that the Yisrael Shlomo Zalman, can we go give it to dogs and test it by dogs? So he's not wearing Lachilis Kelev. So he says, our dogs are nice and homophobic. They have so much garbage around, there's so much good food around. Why in the world are they going to eat your toothpaste? Why? They have a world in front of them. So Maestro says, you know, we're not selling for killers, we're not selling for killers, the dogs, we're not selling cannot be selling upon them. I'm not sure. Now, right now, it's nice tamal of gum. It was very sweet. It got mixed inside, and the mixture right now is nice tamal of gum. Right now, the question is any royal chile klal? Just an example. What? So we'll look at Simon Kuf Gimel. We'll see that since right now the mixture nice tamal of gum, we see clearly that's a level. We'll get it up on him. The thing is not dark. People don't eat it. People don't eat regular toothpaste. We'll get a cherry flavored toothpaste, but regular toothpaste people do not eat. Now, just another example. Baloche, based upon the Sugi in the Gemara Lefenenu, and Shabbos says that soy on the floor, you can make it on the floor, it's not mukso. Why? Because the Maaseh, dogs eat it. Dogs eat it. So the Imre David already 200 years ago, brought down Matal, the Shmuel says the Maaseh, outside the Maaseh, is mukso, because it's Shana Tevah. Why? Even dogs don't eat soy. We never see dogs eat it. No, I'm saying the dogs. The tamukso, yeah. So we see that there. So being raya is, I'm not sure what is regular toothpaste. It's hard to bring a raya to go after dogs with manazeh, go after dogs what used to be, not chlor. But certainly you have the heter of the Nebihud Noitan Kam, you certainly have the heter over here of Isidur Abonim. So now the shell is there a reason to be masm over here? It's not either, maybe it's not a circle, like plug. We have the Pichonis, Asim Tzad like plug. And the Pimgom says, Mach Matel Lo Bracho. Who are the three svaras over here? Why not two? Or two svaras of Halapagas? Why this case is better? Number one is, until now, if you realize, we said that we have three levels. We have Dereisa, we have Sub Dereisa, we have Drabonon. This is really a fourth level. It's a Subic, and it's Drabonon. We don't have anyone discussing a case of Subic, it's Drabonon. Maybe in that case, there's no pre-chodesh, there's no pre-toyah, there's no machlis seventh tzedek. The whole raid, the whole arc is when you know we have traif here, this chelivit that's fast in this traif. There's a whole tumult. Here, the maestro, the case over here is a subic in the rabbanon. Maybe it's something rabbanon, maybe no one's machmer. That's aleph. Why do you want to say that it dropped different lashon? Over here, it's a subic. In Isra Rabbanon, you even say maybe there's only chashis over here. Some Isra Rabbanon. Void, you mentioned beforehand, that again by toothpaste, no one's come to go taste it. It's like the stamp case. Not like all the cases, our five cases over here discussing, I want to taste the Mara, and I want to taste the Kfela, I want to taste the Mlicha, I want to taste the Baris. Here I'm coming to brush my teeth to make sure it's clean. I'm not coming to go taste anything. There could be again a piece fire here, a stark idea. Who says this concept will be to be makeable by case of Timo?
That makes it about the flavored toothpaste.
So what?
He obviously bought the cherry because he wanted the cherry.
I didn't say cherry. I said regular toothpaste right now. Regular. We're not discussing flavor. Regular toothpaste. Not calling it nasty. Regular toothpaste that people don't need. That is nice time of calm. Now, you could ask Sarko Sarik, you still lost to the Shiloh of Efshlevure. I'm not sure you have an Efshlevuri on a Machma Tel Abracha when two strikes as far as to be Mekel of Meis is not a case of Timo over here and only Shasta Drabonon. I'm not sure there is a Efshlevuri in a Machma Tel Abracha when I hear very stark why in general the concept doesn't apply this question over here. That's first I'll be sourced by why I hear very stark why toothpaste is not Yashkocha, Eskai is Chaburo. A lot of people, some people told me they actually don't get what Yashkocha, they're not Machmetu. So first, now that's Api Sforo. Fun with the truth is, what? Right? That's straight. That's also. That's also. Animal fats, by itself, it's also. If you mix it inside. I think you're discussing gelatin. Discussing gelatin, I mean. You're discussing gelatin. Not machlokes, not glycerin, two different things. Now, among the tshuvas, speaking of what the tshuvas say, the numerous tshuvas discuss it. The first one is really the Har Tzvi. They point out the Har Tzvi's metzias is not, the emu brings it down, but his metzias, we read the tshuva slowly, not discussing our metzias. His case over there is where the Issa Shavoy tastes bad. Or tastes bad. And if it gets involved, he brings down over here the Shach and the Ramon, the Peskachulis, the Matzedek, and he wants to get involved with the Boroi. Maisa, our case, our Issa tastes good. It's not really the same. Read his tshuva. His term don't really apply to us. They bring now from Moshe Lemaisi's Mekel, from Balosh Lemaisi's Mekel, Yav Kamenetsky Lemaisi's Mekel. Also, the little bit of Vuch Yav Kamenetsky, there was one time if he Baker held that over here, since Rave of the Mishnah was not Roy Lachilo, it's Bottle of Rave. Maisi, they say most of our ingredients are Roy Lachilo. To me, it's not Roy Lachilo, this man is there. I want to say that Yav Kamenetsky's head does not apply. But if she advises them, if Sir Farm says Mutter, Zil Orbach, Megillah Sefer, Menchas Chayin, or Yitzchok, Bad Dane Osher, Vikr this one, Wataina, and I think based on the Svaz, you said upon now, the Mice said Smutter. I only saw a few Svam who are Machmer. A Mekel toothpaste, not in the Yashkocha. Now, there are a few Svam Machmer, the Pastotcho, or Nemetzel, they don't say why. The Vikr don't say why. So, if he swore, Shvoy, the very stark Mice to be Mekel. That's a practical. That's if he swore, Shvoy. Now that's the again by regular toothpaste, which he calls nasty. The get a case when it's cherry toothpaste. Tastes good. I might say right now I have an 11-month-old child. She has a couple of teeth. She takes the toothbrush and she loves it and she sucks on it and she's eating and she's swallowing it. I don't think she even brushes her teeth. She just follows her siblings and she enjoys it. And my 3-year-old, my 6-year-old do not even spit out. They swallow. They're enjoying it. It's a good way of brushing, getting them to brush their teeth. That I think posh it is not negar to sugya. The common go eat it. There's certainly a good taste over here. And lechora, there are shtark as far as and ikir. The swam say v'zil obach v'zil sefer. In this case, most as far as what? It's a good child, very good child. What defines royal achila? You look at an adult or a child. Not that simple. Avada, you should use ashkocha in that case. They do point out a third point over here by toothpaste. It's the maximum discussing sugya of te'ima. What about the sugya of nothing to do with te'ima, tasting, but sicha kishtiyo? That means a person cannot drink something in Yom Kippur, and cannot anoint himself in Yom Kippur. Why? Sicha is kishtiyo. So the question is, during the year, can you do sicha with treif food? Sicha on treifis is a mutter. That means, can you brush your teeth? Like, tell me your teeth are not balea, but my dentist tells me, do your gums. Is there an issue with the sugya of sicha kishtiyo? Those who discuss this, now again, we learned a couple of months ago, Simon Shin Chavov and Hilchos Shabbos, over there came along that they brought down that Tosfos says sicha kishtiyo does not apply by the case of achila, maisek smotor, discussing case of putting on soap to the ashkocha upon it or not. Atzal Hasheni, the Taz Lamaisa, he is machmer Yodes Kuf Yedzayin, and the grain in Shin Chavov is said to be machmer on putting any ointments upon you all year round on Treifis. You're not allowed to. The Bialocha brings down that Nochin Lochish Vesicha Kishtiya Nochin Lochish. Therefore, for that reason, it's known the stipler never used soap. Used a rack to clean himself. Never soap. Who wouldn't do that?
What did he use?
A rack. The Gamma that Ochsebet is brought down, he always shines, he's very clean. He used a rack, he wouldn't use soap. What? Say the Bayezavaya. By the way, they mentioned that. It's Choshev of the Goyim. Nochin Lochish, it'd be a Locha. Maisha, just to say specifically in this case, why the Swam say, do not worry about. Just say over how Falk says over. He discusses the same idea in the Gedis soap will apply to toothpaste. And number one, Mishmur says Nochin Lochosh himself says the Migshi Mekel. The Minig of Mice is not like it is like Tosfos. No more, that's the Minig. That's clear. Number two, even the Minig, even those who want me Machmer, maybe the only me Machmer on Sicha, the things that are La Achila. Just like Achila is only one of the case over here is by only things are La Achila, Sicha is Kishtiyo, has to be Royal Achila. If your soaps are not Royal Achila, no one can take soap and eat it. You want to try the same thing to get soap in your body, also will not have the chumrah of sicha kishtiyah. Why? Because now we have something to go eat.
Even though we had all issue of tasting by virus.
Yeah, soap. Fine, that's just true. But here, sicha kishtiyah, don't make sugim achshve, you need for a four last swallow things. We're not mach when you're four. Trigger the place to say, not like the shagasari. You also, we're doing to clean them, not coming to eat it over here. And that's because the thread is, or Shulchan says you said over here to get to give soaps, why you want to make all. But they point out, it's a sovig over here. We're not sure we have treifis in our soap, we're not toothpaste. So in the sovig iser of a nice time of gum, of a meat to mekel, I felt, don't worry about the sugar seed fish. Don't worry, again, to soaps and to toothpaste. So I can't mitzvah loch shaboy, toothpaste, my shenat li yashkocho. The maisa, mitzvah yashkocho shaboy, mitzvah yashkocho, newest farming down, that might be la locho. The way, for example, C. Shech, when he brings it down, he says, like, we just discussed the sugya of Timtum Alev, that by toothpaste. No, toothpaste, with cherry, get ashkocha, kosher. Again, that source, you make a leave in that situation. The Maisa, he brings down the Shechter, the Maisa, we have a lot of Simpeyals, the Zayin, the Peh, of the Dab, Meshchino, Moshe Benu. The Maisa, he would not put inside, he would not nurse from a Moshe, wet nurse, again, Medina in Smotar. Why? Came the idea of Timtum Alev, things that are much loved after we have to go do. You go to a store, I went to my Anapayim over here, I went to check out all the toothpastes, every single one has cost except for one. Me is type, why in the world, they're all in front of you, why in the world buy the one without Hashkocha?
Because it works better.
It doesn't, actually it wasn't. It was the Tom and Jerry, it actually was even flavored. But why in the world? It doesn't. If you go to go to America, you have Colgate side by side. Some have coffee, some don't. They're, no, some do. They're trying to come from even America. So the Maestro, if you tell me as health reasons, you had to buy a specific toothbrush, toothpaste to save it. But if not, it's not worse that we learn Torah, put treatments inside your mouth. Maestro would affect you, can sign. It might not be nichol in the sugya of Zahiris or Zrizos or Nikias. It's only nichol in the concept of Chasidus. When you're sorry, it's there, it's in front of you. What in the world are you doing? Go buy it, it's partial. Go look, open your eyes. They have the dots. Maybe because some of the other Ashkoches can say, Manchester, say, they're fine, no problem. That's the gate to toothpaste. The gate to mouthwash. Apisor should be the same circular. This or Scheinberg, and Diver Common, Maisius Makel, Avi Ashba, also. And they bring down the Apisor, right? And says away, I'm going to be a gold one that way, I'm small first, Biscay Lochel, Dover Cohen. They want time by mouthwash, the same circular, same column, Medina is Mutter. I got a comment in front of you. What are you doing? About you should buy the one that's Kochel.
It's just plain flavor. It's not the flavor.
Right, the same idea. Same thing like toothpaste. However, Kamal Nobelski, and he writes, and he explains, he wants to know what do people use mouthwash for. Kamal, he says a chiddush over here, that people know mouthwash now, with lachilo. He wants to know the idea that people use specific mouthwashes to feel more refreshed. That's nichlan, the idea, it's not nichlan lachilo, that's where lachilo. Feeling more refreshed is nichlan to get a lachilo.
How can you say that?
Yes, so what? People eat things that are dangerous all the time. People who cannot eat sugar and people who can't eat salt. He said that maisa and people who want to drink alcohol, there are people who drink a lot of things. So maisa, time feeling real refreshed is nichlan in the ghetto of achilo. He said, ask upon me. There's a heksher of calling everyone. We can call the heksher shal kulam. Yes, yeah, that's what the heksher shal kulam. The heksher shal kulam. Everyone says. He says, yeah, everyone doesn't know. So no, that's not a reason to matter things. It's also government. So he says toothpaste not gives you feel refreshed. Toothpaste, you brush your teeth. Because way, people's mouthwash stays around. People wipe it once to feel more refreshed. David wants tiny, brings down the original Listerine has no problem, but the other ones like Scope, Maisi says it also gomer. Like for me, Maisi, it's a massive chiddush over here. He wants a tiny again, this idea, this concept that feeling more fresh, difficult to get out of a chilo, not clear where it's coming from, doesn't have any more. Mokum, Abelski, Maisi does a lot more than me. But I've looked, I haven't found, and Maisi, fine, he wants to be Machma Gamma, he was probably going to say the course should be the same for you. No, people. I don't think using toothpaste feels more fresh. It stays around mamish 30 seconds a minute.
Even if it's a refreshing one, it's like a refreshing one.
Then, according to him, might have the issue. But I don't think people are doing it for that reason. Mouthwash. People want to feel refreshed. But Vazan is similar to when they get to also mouthwash. He says Medina, these things might be mutter. He said b'samech and kol ha'chaim on dims the bittle and hepoch, and that's not how we set up life. He said technically it might be mutter. The same idea by mouthwash. He says that's not the correct hamholkadav, especially this manner that we have so many options. What in the world are we doing? That's the gear to all year round. The gear to Pesach. Again, there are tshuvas who say Medina, learn the sugya. We learn the sugya. Of course, we mutter. The Arlet Zion says it. Because you're Obach for Chani, the Maestro, they want to sign it. Even a Pesach, toothpaste is not in Ashkochel. The Maestro over here, most form of the Maestro are Machmer. The Moshe of Ephraim, of Eider, of Shmuel Chameski, of Yash, all this. The Maestro of Shmuel says, when he brings it, when he says it's Osir by Pesach, he ends up saying Maestro Medina should be mutter. But we know we have Chumas and Pesach. But Machmer thinks that most says even we get women wash the walls. Yisham is not in the why, but that's what we go do over here. Fine. So Echshia the Maestro on Pesach you do it. We're still going to be Machmer. That's who and Hoga. That everyone does. And Pesach everyone says the special toothpaste with that. That everybody be Machmer with this and dental floss and mouthwash. And other Pesach for Maestro Machmer.
Strips.
That'll make you swallowing it. So first, just end off this chelik. We'll get to the second chelik. Maestro, just the idea that negates the Timo. Question they have the Rabbanot. They ask you a very simple question. What's the halacha of Timo? That's the question. The answer is very simple. The Rabbanot is this question on the test. What's the halacha of Timo? It's very simple. If it's the Raiso, everyone knows we're Rosh. We're talking about the Ramon Kav Ches. It's Osir. Shemir of Alachli. First. Second thing, if it's Sabbath the Raiso. Machleik is Taz versus Shach. Taz wants to be Mekel. Shach wants to be Machmer. Even the Taz wants to be Mekel. The Shalom means Peloshim. Well, Peh. Third, by Istra Abonon. That's a Shalom the Pesach Tshuva. Machleik is over here, the Benoit the Sam of Tzedek with the Noit of Yudon. Is going to be a heter of all the Abonons. Only Natlap. And there are two more Shitas over here. Prima Gordon says from the Retire to Machmer, less than anywhere like the Klal, but Machmer Tel Abroch in all cases. That's Sigur Timo. Just, it's getting late, just to finish one more thing, it's a Valaf. What?
What is the
I said, Loshen and Mupen. Fine. Just to finish off Sif Aleph, we have a second sugya over here. The idea of Pesach Shuvah Sukkot Beis, the idea of how to mashar. That means the question is, we can always measure things due to weight or due to volume. So which one is over here? It's come along and brings down a Shaar Ephraim, the Bodesh Kashuni, the Rashbats. It says over here the case is a midah, volume. Meaning we go by the case of gallons or for other people liters, and we do not go by the case of pounds or by the case of kilos. We go by volume. Volume means water displacement, see. That means the size that it is, not by the weight where the thing over here is. The Eifel Pesach Shuvah brings down, let's say something congeals, has one size, you can have a side of one size, go after when it's congealed, that size now opens up afterwards, go after the case of Shishim. This is a little bit of mavucha, how do you look at a kat, chalav, powdered milk? Well, exactly look at it. Look at it right now, or after it gets, or where it came from. That's a shiloh. It does explain what it means, volume versus weight. For example, one cup of water fell inside something, you need 60 times some avatalit. 1 pound of water, 60 pounds of water. That's very simple. There are certain things that are much more denser, something than not as dense. For example, the way they say over is that corn syrup is very dense, very thick. If you have a case of corn syrup that is a 1 pound in weight, to mevatel it, you only need 42 pounds. Mashenkin, olive oil is very thin, and close to the top. Therefore, it's much lighter. If you have 1 pound of olive oil to mevatel it, you'll need 85 pounds to mevatel it. That means olive oil is double the amount in weight. Again, we go by volume, that's why. Again, we always go by volume. But in weight-wise, it'll come out, mamash pishtayim of olive oil you need, if you go by weight, over the case of corn syrup. Because one's very thick and one's very thin. That means if you want to mevatel something b'shishim, if you only know the weight, then you're going to have to go check up the Itar internet and find out exactly how it is due to the weight versus the volume. All the numbers are all around. Everyone knows the numbers. Very easy to go find. But if you know the volume, the water displacement, see, that's the correct way of doing it. That's the mid over here and not the mishkal. That means when you do shishim, the place is very clear. Again, the contributing to Damodos, that when you do shishim, you have to know the mid of Shabbai and not the mishkal. We go after the weight, not the weight. We go after only the volume, the water displacement. So you can go after weight. Mamash could be even kotzer. Mamash double the amount. Fine. Best shem. Next time we'll start the sugi mimavinoi and sugi tam ki ikar, which will lead into sebein sef kimol. Slav.